This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 602. Prevent pronunciation misunderstandings with Philip's three tips. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. Today, you'll meet our guest, Philip, who will give you three easy ways to start speaking with better and more clear American English pronunciation so that you can finally be that confident English speaker that you're dreaming of becoming. Today, we have a guest on All Ears English. Our guest today started his interest in language learning by playing soccer with international players. Today, he teaches English to students from scientists to doctors to lawyers to engineers. Today's guest is Philip. Let's meet Philip.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Philip, how are you doing today? Welcome to All Ears English.
I'm very good. And thank you for having me. It's very exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you on the show. I love having guests on the show. It's so nice to chat with new voices, especially people who specialize in specific things that our listeners really need, like pronunciation. And that's your case, right, Philip?
That is my specialty, is pronunciation.
Awesome. Awesome. So I'm just going to go right to it because I know this is an important topic for our listeners. Why do you think, Philip, that pronunciation is so hard? What's our biggest problem with pronunciation?
Yeah. So for me, I think that the biggest problem is that we don't know how to learn it. So when you're learning your native language when you're a child, you're just acquiring it naturally.
Yeah.
But for second language acquisition, it's a little bit of a different process. And we know that our pronunciation is not great, but we don't know what to do.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. We don't know how to learn it. And we can see the evidence of that when we look at polyglots. We know that for a polyglot, you know, their first second language was a lot harder than their third second language to learn because they didn't know how to learn that second language. But by the time they got to that third language, they were better at it. So it's the same thing with pronunciation. If we don't have the methods, we don't know how to learn, then we won't be able to get better at pronunciation. So then that's why you're on the show today, Philip.
I'm here to help.
I'm glad you're here. And let's go into your tips then. How can we actually learn pronunciation? So you have three tips for us today. Where do we start if we feel like no one understands us when we visit the US, or we feel like we just can't get our point across and it's embarrassing for us when people ask us to repeat, right? Okay, so what do we do?
So my first tip is actually to record yourself speaking. So you could do that maybe with sound recorder on Windows, or with photo booth on Mac, or with your phone. And just to record yourself speaking or reading something. And this will really give you an awareness of what's happening with your accent. When you compare that to native speakers, you're going to hear, you're going to already start to auto-adjust. It's not going to take care of the whole problem, but it's going to start you down the right path.
Okay. So how long should these clips be of ourselves that we record?
The first time is going to be a little crazy hearing your own voice in a foreign language. So you can start, you can start small and work up, but you can start with just 5 or 10 seconds.
Okay. And then what do we, okay, 5 or 10 seconds, real easy, real short, right?
Exactly. Real easy, real short. And then getting longer, if you find this working for you, you can start to get longer and build endurance and so forth.
But what do we do with the clips then? So we have the clip of ourselves speaking and then we have a clip of a native speaker. Are we going to do this by ourselves? We're going to line them up side by side and try to notice the differences, or do we need to work with someone to do this, or what do we do next?
Yeah, my tips today are going to be focused on trying to do them by yourself.
Okay,
because,
good.
Because always, you can always, pay for lessons. You can always look for exchanges. But those are, a little more, those take a little more time and effort and money sometimes. So I'm trying to focus them on things you can do by yourself, and you can play yourself speaking and then, just play a native speaker after that. It doesn't need to be the same thing, but you can hear how the accent sounds different.
Okay, good. I like that, because our listeners are very independent learners, right? And at the end, guys, you're going to find out how you can actually work with Philip if you don't want to do this stuff by yourself. But today we're giving you some very simple activities to get started on your own. Okay, good. So lining them up and noting the differences, just kind of absorbing the differences, right, Philip?
Right. That is a great point, is that you're not looking to do any one for any one point in particular. You're just absorbing in general what you sound like.
I love that. It's a nice kind of low key way to get started. I mean, it's all about the mind with which we approach pronunciation, right? If we're very stressed out and forcing things, we're not going to learn anything new. So this to me seems like kind of a relaxing exercise, because I'm not looking for anything specific. I'm just sitting back and listening, observing the differences.
Exactly. It's fun. It can be a little bit funny, and just absorb it and enjoy doing it.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, so what would be your second tip? After we've created these recordings and we've lined them up, we've spent some time just observing in a non-stressed out state of mind. What do we move on to next, Philip? Are we going to get a little bit more in depth here?
Yeah, the next thing is going to be a little more technical. We are going to practice minimal pairs. So minimal pairs are where you take two words and they only differ in one sound.
Okay. For example.
Lip, like the part of your mouth.
Yep.
And leap, like the verb that means to jump.
Okay, good. And how do we know, based on our culture or our language, how do we know what minimal pairs we might want to practice?
So, yeah, that is a difficult one. but you can, I would say that for starters, the one that I just said, lip versus leap, or sit and seat, that one is pretty universal.
Okay. Good.
Almost people, ESL learners from almost every country struggle with that one.
Yeah, that's a good point. So the vowel sounds, right?
Right. I would, that's a very good point, is that the vowel sounds give a lot of trouble. The R's can, if you have a rolled R in your language, the R can give trouble.
Yes.
Sounds that you don't have in your language, if you're able to identify that.
Yeah. And I think a lot of our listeners already know they're at the level, this upper intermediate to advanced level where they know what their problem areas are. They know, you know, if they're from Japan, they know that the L and R tend to get mixed up, and we know that. And so I think that they, you guys should know what the sounds are that you're getting confused. There may be others that you're not aware of yet, the more nuanced ones, but the basic ones you guys should know. And you can always find minimal pairs online by just Googling, right? L/R minimal pair. If you're from Japan, and you can get a list of good ones to practice, right, Phil?
Yeah, exactly. If you Google it, you'll find plenty of resources for lists of minimal pairs.
Okay, awesome. So we're doing minimal pairs. We're recording ourselves. And what's the third thing we want to do? Moving to the next level.
So moving to the next level, the third one is that you want to try to find like a video that has a script with it that has the words to it. And you want to try to mimic what they're saying, to copy what they're saying, breaking it down into chunks of maybe half sentences, maybe 6-7 words at a time, 4 or 5 words at a time.
Nice. What kind of, so using a video, and where can we find a good, like some good material for this? Do you have any websites or any specific resources?
Yeah, I do. Voice of America English is going to have this type of this resource. Also, NPR, National Public Radio. Those both have videos that have the script.
Yeah,
below.
I think that's great. And we talk a lot. We have another podcast called IELTS Energy, where we talk a lot about how to create a culture of thinking to prepare for the speaking and the writing tests so that we have ideas in our head, current events, issues. We can form opinions on things that we actually have to sort of have to have an opinion on or have to be able to say something about in the exam. So guys, NPR is a really great place to go to collect that material and build your culture of thinking. So this is going to serve multiple purposes. I highly recommend NPR because they do have the transcripts for a lot of their shows. And it's just, it's a high level of vocabulary. And it's interesting. I mean, I listen to NPR on my podcast app all the time. How about you, Phil? Phil, what do you listen to?
Yeah, I like, for podcasts, I like NPR. Try to listen to different news podcasts like CNN or I like the New York Times. So, but you're right. NPR is very informative and just very well done.
It's informative. It's inquisitive. It's high level. It's articulate. It's a good resource. Absolutely. Okay, cool. Well, I like that. So those are the three tips. You're going to record yourself and you're just going to sit back and listen to the differences. You're going to go through minimal pairs by Googling them and trying to find different sounds. And you're going to follow a video and repeat different chunks and get the right rhythm. Is that right, Philip?
Right. Exactly. And repeating the chunks to get the rhythm and the intonation of the language, right? Okay.
Okay, cool. So then if our listeners just don't want to do this by themselves, if they, you know, you can get started on this, guys, by yourself. But if you want to work with someone who's going to guide you and you're going to get to your goal faster, I mean, Philip, do you have any time in your schedule coming up this fall? Any space?
Yeah, absolutely. There's space. I'm usually right now my schedule is on the weekdays. It's pretty open as far as I use like the American Eastern time for morning to night. So I have a lot of time available. Yeah.
Okay. You're in Indiana, right?
I am. I am in Indiana in the kind of central part of the United States.
Okay. Are you almost in central time, but not quite? Like, but you're still in Eastern time, right?
Right. That's correct. Because if you drive like an hour to the west towards Chicago, you cross into central time, but I am on Eastern time.
Okay. Great. Great. This summer I did a cross country road trip and it was the weirdest thing driving through time zones. Such a strange thing that we can do that because our country is so huge, right?
Right. Right. 4 time zones, right?
So, Philip, what's your italki link?
Yeah, my italki link is www.italki, which is italki, .com/user/1519593.
Good. Okay. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Well, Philip, this has been great having you on the show, and thanks for coming on and talking about pronunciation with you. This is a big problem for our listeners, but I think that with these tips, we can get started on solving this problem here. Okay.
It's been great being on the show. Thank you so much. And hopefully these will prove to be some helpful tips.
Yeah, it's been fun. Have a good day, Philip. Take care.
Okay. Okay. You too. Have a good day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.